There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking investments now. Delighted to welcome into the Dubai Eye studio, making his business breakfast debut, the new Chief Investment Officer at Emirates NBD, Maurice Gravier. Maurice, good morning. Bienvenue.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Nice to see you. Listen, your new report is out, your investment outlook for 2019. But actually, it's an investment outlook not for the year ahead, but for the decade ahead. And your forecast is not particularly optimistic. Give us details.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, doing a yearly outlook is a very classical exercise that all banks do all the time, and which is absolutely logical. This year for us was particular because, you know, we don't see 2018 as being just another year. We really saw last year as being a transition to a new and more perilous decade for investors. And, you know, wealth management is about the long term. So we wanted to be very clear on the fact that we are starting a new decade with probably lower expected returns because of less growth, because of more debt, and still elevated risk. So our key view, our key point is really to get prepared for this new decade as regards investment process, portfolio construction, selectivity.
Okay, that sounds fairly gloomy. Lower expected returns, higher risk. So what do we do? Do we just stick our cash under the mattress for the next decade and come back in 2029 and then start investing? Or could we do something a bit more sophisticated with our money?
Well, first, putting your money under your mattress is very dangerous because the magic of investment, it's all about compounding returns over the long term. And being out of the markets means that you think you are able to time the market. And frankly, it's the second truth after the first being a difficult decade. Timing the market is very difficult. Now, there are probably three key things to navigate successfully the next decade. We've taken the analogy of a journey because at the end of the day, investing money is about transporting capital over time. We have a desert to cross. In this part of the world, we know that it's about skills preparation. So there are three things you should care about. The first is the robust portfolio construction, well diversified with capital preservation in mind. The time is for capital preservation now. The second, if you have volatility, if you are a long-term investor, it's a positive, actually. It creates opportunity. Markets will overshoot, undershoot fundamentals. So if you have an idea of the fundamental fair value of an asset, volatility is an advantage. And the third point, and this is probably the most contrarian, is selectivity. We think the time of passive investing is behind us.
Okay, that's interesting because we've spoken a lot about passive investing here. It's low fee, which makes it appealing to investors like me. And it's done really, really well over the past two decades or so. Warren Buffett says we should just put our money in a passive S&P 500 tracker fund and go away. Why is that no longer a good idea?
Well, the last year, we've seen the end of many things. You know, there have been concerns that are true questions. Is it the end of the cycle of quantitative easing, of globalization as we know it, of politics as we know it? And in the same logic, we think that passive investing has seen some limits. You know, all passive investments are not bad. I'm not at all saying that. And ETFs are very useful. They are like Uber for taxi, more convenient, cheaper, they do the job. The point is that if all the market is in passive investing, it means that the key criteria is market cap. You have, for example, emerging markets, 40% of the economy, 12-13% of global equity index. For us, it is an anomaly. For fixed income, market cap is more or less the size of your debt. So in a global government bond index, you have Japan, 28%. You have Germany, 5%. I mentioned these two because they have negative yields. So you shouldn't go passive everywhere. And this is for the risk side. You know, when things go wrong, people sell what they own, and what they own is indices. When things go right, you have less growth. So the best business model makes a difference.
I can understand from an institutional perspective that you'd want to maybe have a sort of active investment portfolio. But from an individual side, for people who have got a bit of wealth, particularly for people who say looking to retire and who might give their money to a money manager, but that money manager will charge them a lot of money for going in and out of different funds and lots of commissions and things. And yet, because they're a small player, won't be giving them the attention and certainly not anything like full-time attention, they could well get left out. You're paying high fees and you're not a top priority. That sounds like a recipe for disaster to me.
That's interesting. You know, investment managers, they have to earn their fees, which means that at the end, you have to deliver a better net return than the index. That's the key. If you don't, you should be out of the market. And that's exactly what happened in the last 10 years. You know, there have been natural selections among active fund managers, among hedge funds, among many people. And the part of fees in the total return of a client is important, and especially when we see low returns looking forward. So you have to earn your fees, and that's why it's really about, I'm not saying that you should go from something cheap to something expensive with the same outcome. I'm saying that really selection should deliver more results looking forward. There are cycles in everything in finance. You know, I think mean reversion is really the dominating force behind market, like it or not. And that's why the next decade could be a bit difficult, by the way. But it also means that if all the markets own the very same companies and sell the same at the same time, we have an issue. Same for debt. With the amount of debt that you have in the system, you have to be very selective about the issuers. And at the end, it would create better performance, even after the fees that would have been earned legitimately, by a manager.
Very quickly, Maurice, before we let you go, a couple of recommendations, things we should be buying. You say one of your tips is emerging market stocks and also gold. Let's begin with gold. Why gold?
Yeah, absolutely. Gold has many virtues. Actually, for return, we like emerging market assets in general, and I'll come back to that in a second. For risk mitigations, we like cash and gold. More cash than government bonds because it has more or less the same yield and flexibility. And as regards gold, it is one of the rare assets who brings true diversification. And we see there is price upside. It's not just about having a bunker if things go wrong. We think that gold should be worth $1,400 at the end of the year.
Maurice, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks very much indeed. So many ideas to talk about. Come back and we'll knock those about in a bit more detail. But for now, Maurice Gravier is the Chief Investment Officer at Emirates NBD, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.